Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
God, I love Laura Loomer. Like a daughter to me. And she caught a lot of flack, couldn't, you know, got shadow banded, shadow banned. She got, wouldn't even let her have bank accounts and stuff like this. It's crazy what's happened. But here's what she tweeted. If you're wondering why why Joe Biden's administration took forever to say something about the Iranian funded Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel today, look no further than who Joe Biden appointed as Senior Director for Intelligence at the National Security Council in 2021. Within 2 weeks of being inaugurated. You ready, folks? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And on this particular one, I do have a little bit of inside baseball because Laura and I are good friends. And I read her work. And I expand her work and expose it and show people the problems. Biden appointed Mar Bita as Senior Director for Intelligence at the National Security Council. And as Laura reported in 2021, Bitar has a long history of terror associations, dating back to the time when he was in college at Georgetown, where he was on the executive board of the school's chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine. Don't know him? Well, they've got documented ties to Islamic terrorist organizations, including Hamas, Hezbollah, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and the Marxist Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP. And of course, Islamic terrorists feel empowered to attack Israel. Joe Biden gave Iran $6 billion. His administration is full of jihadis like Bitar. This is Laura writing this. Our entire national security is at risk because Hamas and Hezbollah sympathizers like Bitar are currently directing our intelligence within our national security apparatus. So if you want to know why Israel got caught with their pants down, here's a perfect reason. We aren't doing security like we did before. You guys have heard me talk about it. We've completely lapsed. And instead of looking at the real enemies outside of the United States, we got people like John Brennan, who is a Muslim. I mean, I think he's converted, and he was running the CIA under Obama. And then who do you think is going to run the Biden's administration? You think he's got a bunch of fresh new people, or do you think it's a continuation of the stooges that they put in place during Obama? I chronicled the attacks in America against Israel and around the world. I literally, we are making a video about it. And in the time of Obama, they went down from Bush because that was when they escalated. But they went down a little bit. And they dipped to a low level of 6,000. Then they shot up to 13,000 and pretty much maintained that. And you want to know when it went down again? If you guessed when Trump got elected, you'd be right. Dipped down into the 8,000 terror attacks per year. And then it started to rise. And you know where it's going to end up with Joe Biden? Tens of thousands every year. If Joe Biden got a second term, the world as you know it will be done. It will be doomed. Just telling you the truth. People like Laura Loomer, by the way, that tweet she put out, at the time that I looked at it, it had 3 million views. 3 million views. And it's funny. When I was involved with Wimkin and I dumped him, but when I was involved with him, and it was philosophical, the leader of that organization was essentially saying, go grow my organization and giving me nothing to grow it with. And then when I wanted to bring Laura Loomer over, then he blew it off. And I'm telling him, these are the people you want. the people who are out there making news, whatever. I'm going, look, if you don't have the vision, if you don't want me to build it the right way, I'm not going to build it. And then Laura, who's out there on the front lines, and people are dismissing her. Well, General Flynn didn't. He said this, add in the removal of the top U.S. State Department diplomat along with his security clearance, along with the alleged Iranian spy ring in the Pentagon, elements of the IC, and the National Security Council. I'd say we've got a serious counterintelligence problem inside of our government. This type of stuff the FBI is supposed to deal with along with their partners in defense and the CIA. Instead, they go after their number one designated domestic threat, Christians who are white and wear MAGA hats. The timing and intensity of the attacks in Israel are connected to everything else going on around the world. Don't kid yourself. They're not coordinated and intentional. Isn't that right? What he's saying is they're coordinated. Oh, and he says, isn't that right, Barack Obama? But you're worried about the Nobel Peace Prize today for some reason. Keep digging, Laura Loomer. You're doing incredible investigative journalism. This girl is a rock star. And we need to be looking for dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of her all around the globe, willing to put their butts on the line. And you know what they did to Laura? Oh, she's anti this. She's anti Arab. They called her anti woman. This is a woman standing up for the rights of other women in genital mutilation and what Arabs do to their women. What whatever the religion of peace is does to their women, and they're calling Laura anti woman. These people are crazy. I'm so proud that I stand on the side of righteousness. I may suffer. And you know what makes me most upset about it is I'm okay to suffer. I would suffer in ways you wouldn't even imagine. But I won't let my family suffer. And that's the only thing stopping me from going completely rogue. Because I would absolutely be in tattered clothes, you know, riding a bike to events if I needed to. DC Drano, a friend of mine, says, remember when Obama sent $225 million to Palestine in his final hours in office? Well, isn't any surprise what's now happening to Israel? Knowing that Obama is pulling the puppet strings on the Biden regime, I don't think Obama's doing that, but I think there are people doing it. Anyway, we got a lot more to discuss today on this subject.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm a little bit weird, as you know, and I looked up the number of times that Israel was attacked under various administrations, and there's no, like, number. You know, they give you the dates. They tell you how many rockets were launched, and if you want to read the thing, it'll tell you how many weather-locked rockets landed. Most of them land in open fields. A lot of them are intercepted by the Iron Curtain that Israel has through the Raytheon system, but some get through. And they do document the deaths, but it's multiple times a year rockets are launched into Israel. I just want you to imagine living across from Hamas, where periodically your kids are out playing and rockets are launched. Or RPGs. It's not just rocket launches, it's RPGs, it's anything that, you know, that provokes violence, if you will, is documented. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I looked it up, how many times under administrations they were attacked. And it, as I said, the numbers don't matter because the ferocity of the attack. Like, there was one time in a two-day period they launched 90 missiles. And there was another. Other times they'll launch two or one. So I'd have to do a lot more research to give you something. But here's what struck out to me. The most times that, as far as I went back, which is 2012, the most number of missiles launched was 67 in a year. I mean, days that missiles were launched. 67. And there was a period, and this was in 2014, in the time of Obama. And there was a period where the missiles were launched daily for like 2 to 3 weeks. You'd have to go back and understand what was going on in history at the time. The fewest times in a year that the missiles were launched was in the year 2019 under Trump. Five missiles were launched under Trump. During the Trump years, it was 10 missiles, 16 missiles, 15 missiles, 5 missiles. And, well, technically, 10, the first one was Obama. So it was 16, 15, 5, and 14. For a grand total of what? 30, 45, 50. 50 over 4 years. Obama had 67 in 1 year. Put it in perspective. Joe Biden, 11, 8, and 13 so far. And I think it would be a lot more in the year 2020 had it not been for kind of living on the legacy of Trump. But because it went from 5 in 2019, 14 in 2020, and then it dropped in 2021 to 11, which is the first full year of Biden. And that was Trump muscle memory. The same way the 5 in a year was Trump memory because I think people took him seriously. So, that being said, I mean, there's nothing I can say to it because, again, I didn't look at the data. How many missiles got through? You know, Israel's had the Iron Curtain for a while. It helped, but it didn't stop them all. And obviously, they had a big attack. And here's what CNN wrote. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the country is at war following a surprise large-scale attack by Palestinian militants from Gaza early Saturday morning. Now, that being said, I will tell you, the viciousness of this attack on Israel, I don't think happens under Trump. I want you to remember, Donald Trump had the Arabs and the Israelis sitting down together. Doesn't mean it was all worked out. I'm not going to go as far as to say there was full world peace, but it was a lot better than what it was under anybody else. And suddenly, under Joe Biden, we get a vicious attack on our only partner in the Middle East. The militant group Hamas, which controls the coastal enclave, fired a barrage of rockets and sent gunmen into Israel in a multi-pronged, unprecedented attack in the long-running conflict between the two sides. Now, I'm going to go back into a little bit of history here as we define what happens when you make the wrong choices for president. As Barack Obama would say, elections have consequences. Anyway, here's what they went on to say. Citizens of Israel, we are at war. Not in an operation, not in rounds, at war, he said in a video message. I don't blame him. Joe Biden may very well issue in World War III. That may be his legacy. Here's what they said in terms of injuries and all that. 70 people killed, at least 985 injured. And then a number of Israelis have been taken captive by Hamas. Now, Israel launched airstrikes on what it said were Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip, and they said 198 people were killed and hundreds more injured as a result. But let me just tell you, I keep saying that, and it's bugging me. I'm beginning to hear it, which is good because it means I'm aware. It bugs me. I should say this, I'm proud that Israel says, oh, you killed 70 of our people? I remember a time when Israel would say, it's 10 to 1. You kill 70 Israelis, we kill 700 of you. Good ratio. Feel free to raise it. I don't think Israel got up on Saturday morning looking to pick a fight with Hamas. I don't think 70 people in Israel got up thinking today is the day I'm going to die, and 985 went, I'm going to have my life changed dramatically forever because of shrapnel or, you know, getting hit by whatever. Maybe you're hit by bullets. They said people went into Israel. So I can only imagine that it was very well armed gunmen who went in there and just started shooting people willy-nilly. Here's what they said. 6:30, when the Israelis were likely to have been asleep, sirens were heard as far north as the Tel Aviv area, east to Beersheba, and many other locations in between as rockets flew over Israel. Militants from Gaza then entered Israeli territory by land, sea, and air, with some using paragliders. The IDF Defense Forces reported on that, and it warned Israelis who live near Gaza to stay in their homes. Social media showed video of it, showing multiple masked gunmen in a pickup truck driving down the street in the Israeli city of Sderot, which is close to the Gaza border, and they could hear gunfire. Sad day. So, tons of rockets. We'll get into some more of the numbers when we get back. Israelis dead. Dozens. Hundreds wounded. That number could grow to the thousands. And Israel is in war. Joe Biden ought to take credit for his second war. What do you think?
Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. A Florida-based private rescue organization deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says Congress can provide aid to Israel without a House speaker, but it's not
ideal. A man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah, set to be extradited to the U.S., Nicholas Alaverdian, who also goes by Nicholas Rossi, insists he's an Irishman named Arthur Knight and had been living in Scotland. However, he was captured at a hospital in the U.K. Police believe his tattoos and fingerprints prove otherwise. Many banks and government offices closed today in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. The post office closed, but FedEx and UPS running as usual. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump left the world a safer place, left America a safer place. And everybody in the world knows it. Everybody in America knows it. And this includes never-Trumpers, anti-Trumpers, Democrats, leftists, you name it. As we would say, from 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy. You are watching a madman lead America right now. But don't think the left sees it that way. Don't think they see us as the ones who got it right, the ones who said politics as usual are the ones starting the wars, are the ones who are allowing the bad guys to do what they want to do. Where is this world peace that everybody talked about with the UN and all this kumbaya that leftism was supposed to bring us? Well, the closest we got to it was with Donald Trump. And I'm not making a commercial for the man. Please, give me your opinions right now, given what you've seen with Joe Biden and what's happening right now in Israel, what's happening right now in Russia, and what's happening all around the world as we continue to have wars, and as the Bible says, wars and rumors of wars. Kevin Jackson's you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hamas put a fork in Joe Biden. But as I said, leftists don't see him as the bad guy, as a guy who got it wrong, as a guy who cannot preside over a complicated, complex world, a man who is a pathological liar, who is brain dead, and now he may very well usher in World War III. But you're the problem.
And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members.
Terms being tossed around like deprogramming Trump followers.
All of America needs deprogramming because we've all been negatively influenced by Donald Trump.
Can't sit down with people that don't recognize there was an insurrection. Megan alluded the other day to the deprogramming that Katie Kirk talked about.
Deprogramming that might work in other cases is obviously proven to be difficult.
But many of them have allowed the lies really to seep into their soul, and it's beginning to rot their minds.
Taking it even a step further, Raskin told the New York Times that he's ordered books about cults and deprogramming to try to understand his Republican colleagues.
There are a couple accounts, Libs of TikTok, a few, you know, really prominent anti-trans and sort of far-right activists who started to essentially make the argument that any exposure to children about LGBT people is automatically grooming.
It seems to be emboldening
anti-gay trolls? Explain how.
Watches Libs of TikTok with this guy, James Lindsay. They would say, hey, there's going to be something at this library. You know, they're going to read books. You know, a drag queen's going to come and read books.
How do you fix it? How do you undo it?
Well, at this point, you know, it's deprogramming.
That's what we're being fed. People of other races are out to get you. We accept that. We get fed that. And so when that doorbell rings or the basketball comes into your yard, your first response is to pull that gun. It's a programming that's occurring. The deprogramming question is much tougher to answer.
People have literally been brainwashed, and it's scary by the myths and disinformation that is online, that is being the propaganda on Fox News. It is another epidemic that our country is facing, and until we really hold platforms accountable, until we really do some deprogramming.
And anyone like him that says the press is the enemy of the people, that's what Hubbard would say. That's what Moon said.
If you say this is a cult, what's the first step of deprogramming?
The first step with anyone who's a true believer is contact with people that are outside the bubble.
I mean, I was just trying to engage in a little deprogramming with all of these myths about COVID-19.
Is there any convincing those people that they're not living in a world of reality or facts?
No, listen, if there was a deprogramming pill that I could put in everybody's stocking for Christmas, I would do it.
It's because of Facebook. It's gotten out into wine moms and yoga groups, and maybe that's something that started as innocuous online that turns into something completely different, Brian, and that's part of the challenge, as you write, of deprogramming it.
We have issues that are going to take a long time to root out, and it's really about deprogramming people. Have been listening to stuff coming from Marjorie Taylor Greene and other big social influencers, and that includes the president.
I hope deprogramming some people one person at a time.
They just need a little bit of affirmation. You know, I've been spending a lot of time reading about deprogramming.
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 You're reading my mind.
Yeah.
I see a lot of that happening. Like,
no, you don't need to be deprogrammed. You look pretty rational.
I'm not talking about me.
Welcome back, everybody. That's how the left views it. MAGA extremists, you need deprogramming. That was Hillary Clinton, Tony Scaramucci, what was his name? Don Lemon, you name it. It was a host of, a litany, if you will, of people that believe that we're the ones who need deprogramming. And what's funny is I listened to it. All I could see was a bunch of people who were programmed. Difficult. They say, we're difficult. The lies have seeped into our souls. We are members of cults. I don't know, when do you go to your cult meetings? And you know what they attack? Guns. They say, it's the guns problem. It's a racism problem. It's an anti-LGB problem. You've been brainwashed with pop propaganda, and it's epidemic. Oh, and you know what? You don't even believe the media anymore. You need more contact outside the bubble. And you know what? It involves the myths around COVID, myths around the COVID vaccine. And there's no convincing you of it because you know who did it to you? Facebook did it. Oh, Fox News did it. Facebook was an interesting one to me. That's what they say. The people that want to deprogram you are the ones who have been programmed. And when you listen to them talk, what do they sound like? Anybody? Anybody? A cult. We had a seminar on wokeism, and what we said is, it's a cult. You can't say anything against anything. Free speech is gone, and if we don't have more things like this to talk about it, you're done. Now, I want to pivot back. I want to pivot back to Israel. Joe Biden and leftist policies are to blame for these constant attacks on Israel that I just outlined. These attacks have been escalating. For years, the only time they've gone down was during the time of Trump. And let me tell you, he was just like he was stopping people at the border and almost had the border plugged up. Then we bring in what? The big coup, the big cheat. That, oh, by the way, if you mention that, if you say that there was a cheat, well, you're just part of the cult. You need to be deprogrammed. Because it was real. The insurrection it had on January 6th was real. The election was real. Joe Biden got 81 million votes because he's so popular. And the people who did the insurrection, well, let's just say this was the biggest attack on our nation, equivalent in some people to the Civil War and Pearl Harbor. And only one shot was made and it killed one of the people. It was the biggest war, the biggest attack on America that involved no guns by the so-called opposition. Now, if you believe that, then you believe Joe Biden is a great president and he's going to do everything he can to protect Israel. Joe Biden may usher in World War III. He's fighting with the Russians. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you caught it, but the Iranians are saying death to America. These are people that just got $6 billion from Joe Biden, enough to get their war started again, apparently, their war on terror. And now they want to go to town. And by the way, I haven't done it. Research terror attacks under Trump around the world, and then research what's been happening with Joe Biden. This terror attack against Israel is the worst, probably one of the worst, certainly in decades. Orchestrated during the time of Joe Biden and caught Israel completely off guard, which is very unusual. And it tells you, we don't have the infrastructure anymore to fight a war on terror. If the Israelis don't know about it, it's pretty bad. Our clandestine agencies are so busy trying to shut down you, MAGA extremists, who need deprogramming. So they send the FBI in to look at you at school boards. The CIA and the NSA are too busy looking at, quote, domestic terror. These are people that are supposed to be protecting this country, listening to chatter, letting our allies know, hey, we heard this guy planned. So let me ask you, do you think that these people didn't get the information, or did they just not tell Israel? You want to know? We don't. My bet? We don't know. We may never know. For all we know, the head of the CIA sat on the information knowing that Israel was going to be attacked. Maybe the FBI knew some things from chatter inside of the United States. If they can attack Israel with that level of ferocity and Israel not know, what do you think is brewing for America when the Iranians have said publicly, yet again, death to America? After Joe Biden sends the olive branch and says, here you go, they say death to America. And they say it as Hamas is attacking Israel. Talk about the guts on these guys. They start talking smack when somebody else is attacking, not them. Or was it them? What did they have to do? More to explore on this when we get back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
First segment, I may have implied that only 70 people have died, but that I meant to say that was those are the initial reports. I'm sorry. I think I did say 70, but when the initial reports came out, it was 40 that died. Then it was 70 that died. And the body count was continuing to rise. Then it was 200, 250, 300, 400. They don't know, and the attacks are continuing, so who knows? They were going house to house, Hamas was, getting Israelis out of their homes, capturing people probably for bargaining positions down the road, and so on and so forth. And I told you, Israel has been very clear that they're going to get 10 times the number. If you, it's like me, I have the same mentality.
You do something to me, I'm going to do 10 times worse than you. I'm going to do it so that generations of your people say, leave that little Negro alone, because he will get you. He'll get you in the afterlife. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Biden has started another war. That's what this is. The lack of leadership, the lack of backbone, has allowed Hamas to think, you know what, Israel's vulnerable. I'm not going to overplay one thing to another, but here's what I do know. Israel has stood firm with America, and I think for the most part, if they were left alone, they'd leave people alone. Isn't that pretty much true of most people? You leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. It's only the terrorists, a.k.a. criminals. If you're walking down the street, minding your own business, and somebody comes up to want your wallet, it's not your fault. You're a peace-loving person. If you then shoot that person, it's not your fault, and that's what it always is. Israel reacts afterwards. I have picked sides. I'm not going to lie about that. I side with Israel because I see a little nation that just wants to be left alone. I side with MAGA. I side with the majority of America that says we're just little guys that want to be left alone. The individual person, the microcosm of your being, if you will, wants to be left alone to do whatever you choose to do that does not infringe upon the rights of anybody else. And you know what the government says? I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to antagonize you. I'm going to poke and prod at you till you want to get in the battle. And that's why millions of you get up every day and listen to podcasts like this, or radio shows like this if you're listening to us on a terrestrial station. That's why you read people's information and blogs. I hope you continue to read ours at theblacksphere.net. But the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out everything that we're doing. And a lot of people, it used to be more. And you know what's interesting? The people who want to shut down our information don't want you to get more of the truth. And I'm not even delivering news. You know what I do? I react to whatever is happening in the world. Unless somebody tells me differently, I think Hamas attacked Israel, right? So I'm going to give you my opinions. And my opinions are, why is there a group of people around the world, in this case, in Palestine, what they call Palestine, why is that group of people plotting and to go hurt other people? Why in this country are there a group of people who are sitting around plotting to hurt other people, whether they're dealing them dope or whether they're threatening to kill them or rape them or maim them in some other way? And why are there a group of people who condone it? Let Hamas attack Israel and you see hordes of people. You got leftists in this country celebrating it. Let somebody hurt a Republican, shoot a judge, or do something silly, and you'll have people celebrating it. It won't be us. If I heard bad news about Hillary Clinton getting hurt, Trump, and name one of these leftists that I despise politically, I would not be happy that they got hurt. World Trade Center goes down. What happens? The Muslim world celebrates taking down evil America. Joe Biden just gave $6 billion to Iran. You'd think they'd be happy. And during another attack, they say they get on TV and talk about death to America. How's that make you feel? You know how it makes me feel? It makes me think every time that one of these right politicians supposedly wants to reach across, who is a supposedly right politician, wants to reach across the aisle, I say, for what? So you can fund a war in Ukraine that Joe Biden started because he wants to fund the military-industrial complex? That's what that war is about. So what? You can start World War III in Israel? When does it end? I'm going to make a lot of metaphors here, but we started the Department of Energy in 1979. We're now more dependent upon energy. When did we stop being dependent upon energy? Somebody remind me. Oh, that's right, with Donald Trump. We started the Department of Education, which was supposed to improve in education. It should say the Education Department, because that's what it's called. in 1979. It has ruined education. But anybody who wants to actually solve the problem of education is a pariah. But we keep throwing money at it. We keep funding teachers' unions, and we're not making any progress. We started the UN. What was the purpose of the UN? So that there would be fewer wars. We started the UN. There are more wars now than there were before we started the UN. We act as if government is going to step in and just fix it all. And you know what government does? Government says, let's do this. Let's make it more complicated. These people are idiots. They'll keep funding it. If we act like we're going to solve the problem, they'll let us do it. So we'll use people like Greta Thunberg to act like we give a crap about the climate. A teenage girl who probably is on the spectrum of some sort of mental disorder, and she's going to be the poster child for global climate change. Because Al Gore ran out of steam. He made so much money, Al Gore said, you know what? Instead of me running around here talking about global climate change, let me just go spend some of my money on my private jets and on my yachts. These people are scumbag liars, all of them, rotten to their core, and they have one concern, and it's not whatever they tell you it is. Greta Thunberg, she's too stupid to... You know what Greta Thunberg, her concern is? Keeping herself in the media now. That's her concern. And those people are dangerous. Because Greta Thunberg, at some point, somebody's going to give her all the statistics. And we talked about it at our forum with Mark Morano. We talked about all the people who used to be deniers and then came back and went, oh, shoot. You know what? Those other people were right. Those Trump voters, the people who sided on don't take the COVID shot. I had a guy send me some stuff the other day. Here's all the misinformation about the vaccine and about COVID. And one of the articles was, COVID really did kill more people than they said. Everybody knows it's been debunked. You died with COVID, not from COVID. And this knucklehead is still sending me information about it. What's next? You're going to tell me Hamas was legit and doing what they did because why? Some Israeli looked at an Arab hard? Why is it that all nationalities, I mean, think about this. We're supposed to be the most racist country in the world, according to the left. And it seems like all the wars are being fought with people that just, I don't know, got thousands of years of being disgruntled, and they don't even know why they're fighting. And we seem in America to be able to bring everybody together and kumbaya unless a leftist politician gets in the middle of it. Because everybody on the right is going, we don't see it. When you say this, I don't see the racism. Oh, you're just blind. You're colorblind. You're this blind. You just don't want to see it. No, I don't see it. It isn't that I don't want to see it. And I could give you occasionally I see it, which gives you, you know, some sort of a root, like a foundation that you can say, well, yeah, see, it exists. I'm not playing that game. I don't see your racism. I don't see your sexism. I don't see your homophobia. I don't see any of it. I see you making a bunch of excuses for how you want to live your life, and I don't care. You want to live your life stupid? No argument for me. But don't try to make me stupid in the process. So anyway, a lot of people died. Joe Biden, they write in his top eights, are absorbing the explosion of the violence in Israel on Saturday and contending with a complicated diplomatic situation unlike any previous conflicts between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Yeah. And he's the right guy for the job, right? Do you trust a brain-dead moron who works an hour a day at best and then has to get his thumb stuck in his mouth and his Depends changed by Dr. Jill or some other aide? Because, you know, Dr. Jill ain't going to do it. Once she got a little poop on her thumb, she was done. You get somebody in here and change this boy's man's Depends. I ain't changing it anymore. I'm Dr. Jill. Pathetic. What's happening to this country, and now we got an effective leader trying to get us out of it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.